This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Punctuation day. Dave's a sucker for the exclamation point. Overused.
Come on.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, let's remind you again. This is on a Monday. Charlie Kirk had been assassinated the previous week. We did not have the charges until the next day. Let me try that again, because I've covered this a couple times. The formal charges and the confirmation of a pastor recognizing him, a father talking to him, a mother talking to him, the chat that was taking place, the roommate talking to him, that came out the day after. If Charlie Kirk, a very successful conservative activist, provocative activist, is going to be shot, I don't fault someone for thinking, yeah, somebody who doesn't agree for him was gunning for him. We also had plenty of rumors suggesting, no, it was someone who was further to the right than Kirk. So nothing's confirmed, but I don't fault my gut instinct, probably was the same as yours. This is somebody who just doesn't like Charlie Kirk. Hates Charlie Kirk, is using a grotesque, vile act to silence him.
The easiest and most obvious explanation.
Yep. And we would find out that he was a part of a very conservative family, started moving, but also in that press conference. That's when we had Andy Luger on that day, and Luger is as great as I. They were very limited in their information. Okay? So this is the day before, when he's not mocking Charlie Kirk. Let's just listen, boys and girls. This is like the fourth or fifth time we've played this. Let's again play Jimmy Kimmel. Do you have the joke also a part of it?
Yep.
Good. Here we go. Here's the whole thing.
Some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend, Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
I mean, and then he goes into the fourth stage of grief is construction, which is a funny joke.
Good line.
It's a good line. It was bizarre from the president. He's grieving. He's overwhelmed. Very good. How about the construction? Okay. The MAGA folks making sure to point out not one of them. Wasn't laughing about Charlie Kirk assassinated. Wasn't laughing that Erica doesn't have her husband. The two kids don't have a dad. All terrible things. If you want to decide the joke's not funny, you can decide. Fine. So what happens? Brendan Carr, in what Ted Cruz described as a mafiosa hit, said we can do this the easy way or the hard way with Benny Johnson, who they've elevated into a journalist when he's a successful MAGA follower. Funny, what happens then is Nexstar and Tegna, they're not stupid. They watched the whole CBS, Paramount, Larry Ellison situation and said, wait, we got a $6.2 billion deal here. We got to exceed the capacity size for ownership. And guess who's okay we need? Donald John Trump and Brendan Carr. And he already told us we can do this the easy way or the hard way. So guess what? We're not going to air Kimmel because we want to kiss the butt of the administration. And so then Bob Iger rolls over like Gertie did yesterday when I went and saw Gertie at Adam's house. Just rolled over, took Kimmel off the air. And then a lot of Invisible, very happy. You don't have to like Jimmy Kimmel. This, again, did I even watch it last night? I didn't. I watched the whole monologue. I watched the clips. We're going to play some clips. I rarely, if ever, watched late night TV. And, of course, he's turned into, just like Colbert is and Stewart is, they're lefties, right? I clearly don't agree with Donald Trump. I make that clear. Do I personally? I don't think it would change me, Dave. Do I think they have to do as much politics as they do? No, I personally don't. That's just my personal opinion. And I get it if you're a Trump supporter and you feel like, hey, where's our guy? Well, you got Greg Gutfeld, who, by the way, is kicking all their butts in ratings. You have Fox News, which is kicking everybody's butts. Conservative talk radio, it's kicking everybody's butt. So then Kimmel's off the air and Trump is celebrating because he's talked about this for years. He celebrated Colbert and he also said, NBC, you're next. So stop it with your lies about it was just ratings. Ratings aren't good, 100% right. But it just happened that day after Brendan Carr says, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And then those two networks with the $6.2 billion deal said, oh, bleep. We got to have the Trump administration prove this. He doesn't like Kimmel. This happens. And the only thing Trump was mad about was making fun of him and the joke. So Kimmel's off. I have no idea how long he's going to be off. Well, as you know, he was back last night. And here's part of his emotional response to the return.
I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion. And I meant it. And I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. Ever. And also selfishly, I am a person who gets a lot of threats. I get many ugly and scary threats against my life, my wife, my kids, my coworkers, because of what I choose to say. And I know those threats don't come from the kind of people on the right who I know and love.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's excellent. I really do. Jimmy Kimmel is emotional. He has demonstrated that often, including talking about his son who's had just very dangerous health matters. And he's talking about, again, if you saw it this way, that wasn't my intent. Admitting that it's possible that it was on the other side, he might feel just how they did. And talking about the disconnect he has with some family members and how he expressed his sorrow. Can you imagine the amount of death threats Jimmy Kimmel, Dave, has faced over the years? And
nope,
so the
I want to.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So the idea that he was just reveling in this, it's just a lie. And again, if you don't like the joke, you get it. You get to feel that way. And then on the truth part, before we play one other soundbite, Donald Trump is a pathological liar, in my opinion. He lies every day. He lies constantly. So all of you saying, well, he lied. First of all, the info wasn't confirmed by the courts yet. And then if the bar is about lying, Donald Trump should be behind the lying bars because it's incessant. And the bar we hold the president of the United States to versus a comedian on the truth, give me a break. But here's the last point from Kimmel.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Yeah! That's it. That's it. And I know it's so easy to brand yourself right now, whether you're the left or the right, because God knows there's plenty of lefties who just take every advantage once they get to point the finger and go with the we's and the they's and we're smarter than you. And there's just been an incessant amount of that now from the right, including people who knew Charlie Kirk. And I cannot say this enough. He's 31. He should be here today. There's no defending this. None. A wife and kids. He's gone. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to say, here's where I disagree with him, or here's where I found his comments abhorrent, or here's where I thought he was amazing. This wasn't ratings. This was a thin-skinned guy who gets his way, and it's been a vengeance tour the entire time he's been president, and even in the tweet after Kimmel came back. He's threatening them again. He hasn't stopped threatening. He goes, I think we're going to test ABC out on this one. Let's see how we do. So when he's saying ratings, his other words don't live up to them. We should want lines where people, if they go so egregiously past it, they face sanctions. But we're only doing it now. This government is only doing it if there are criticisms of the president. And even if you love Donald Trump, you should not think that is the direction this country should follow. I'm going to talk Pella right here. I'm going to talk about windows and doors. And it doesn't matter your politics. It doesn't matter if you agreed with what I just said or massively disagreed. You want to have high-quality windows that work all the time. Whether it's beautiful like today or in about 3 months when it'll be 10 below. I have been a customer of Pella, PellaNorthland.com for close to 20-some years. Moved recently. I didn't think I was going to move a few years back when I went to the showroom in Plymouth. They also have a showroom in Brooklyn Park. They also have a showroom in Woodbury. And I said, come on out. I want to see how my windows are. The house is of an age where I think it makes sense. Most of the windows were fine. Others, they adjusted. And guess what? They also changed my kitchen and made it immensely better. And when I moved, I made sure Pella would be a part of it. Right now in September, with days remaining, as a customer who believes in those windows 100%, glad to tell you, two options. 0% APR for 48 months, or the other one, and these two are combined, $250 off per window, $500 off per door. Reach out today, PellaNorthland.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.